I know that song. Strawberry Letter 23 by the Brothers Johnson.
Oh, my goodness. I do remember this.
This is the 12-inch extended version.
Yes, and did you notice that Dan talked it up to the post?
He did.
Yeah.
Wow. Nice job.
Wow, I didn't even try. Oh, man.
This is on the YouTube channel, Roller Sessions channel. There's a picture of some roller skates.
A roller boogie people? Yeah, probably. Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Here on the Big 550 KTRS, I am Paul Harris. That's Dan Strauss. That's Ian Geis. We're happy to have you listening as we roll you into your holiday weekend with you participating in the rolling. You see how the theme continues here? Nice. To do that, all you have to do is call us and become a contestant on the Harris Challenge, the most fun you can have with your radio on. The phone lines are open now, 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, and on some cell phones, *KTRS will bring you right in here. If you win on the Harris Challenge, we reward you with fabulous prizes chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
Right you are, Paul. We have one dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
Two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville. Also, from Peroni's Pizzeria, we have a gift card for you.
Did and you see the Peroni's boxes in the KTRS kitchen today?
I did.
I don't know who had those, but they left none for us, but left the boxes out to taunt us.
He does some things with Martin Kilcoyne, so he brought some for them. But, you know, one of these days, he's going to have to bring some
How long have we been doing this show?
Long time.
How many times has Peroni's given us pizzas?
Not once. No. So,
well, you know what? You know what? Today, we're not going to give away the gift certificate. We're going to keep it and use it ourselves. No, we can't do that by law.
No.
We'll give it away.
That is an FCC violation.
That is.
We've been schooled on that recently.
Yes, we know exactly what the FCC requires.
That's right.
We recently learned of some new fictional rules at the FCC.
Yes, we have. So we'll have Rick bring some. He just brought some new certificates also to us. So they have two locations, Peroni's does. One in Florissant and one in St. Peter's at 70 and 79.
And by the way, none of those FCC rules apply to that Steven Spielberg movie, The BFG.
No, they don't. Or we have Skyview Drive-In movie passes for you to get in.
Yes, it's the Skyview Drive-In on North Belt in Belleville, where this weekend you can take the kids to see the BFG and Finding Dory on screen one, or leave the kids and go see The Legend of Tarzan and Independence Day Resurgence on screen two. Two movies for the price of one at the Skyview Drive-In, 7 nights a week all summer long.
That's right. And if you get the clean sweep, doggone it, we are going to reward you, because you will get a gift certificate to Candici's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway and Manchester in Baldwin. Candici's offers dine-in, carry-out catering, and pizza delivery. Go to Candici's.net.
Okay, so those are the prizes. Of course, the other side of it is, if you don't get 8 points or more, I will have to punish you, but let's hope we don't have to do that as we roll into a holiday weekend here. Here's our first contestant. Hello, Josh.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hi, welcome to the show, and welcome to the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves with something we call the 5-second cheap plug opportunity. Use it to suck up to the boss, shout out to a friend, or some commercial endorsement you prearranged. Go right ahead.
Well, I'll start with saying I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you very much. We love that.
And happy Independence Day.
Yes. Okay, let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And there will be three categories spilling out here for you to choose from. You tell me which one you want, Josh. Category one is always, have you been paying attention? Category two, the Declaration of Independence. And category three, Mel Brooks movies, because he turned 90 years old this week. Which one would you like, Josh?
I'll take Declaration of Independence.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. How many colonies were represented by signatures on the Declaration?
13.
Correct. Who was the original author of the Declaration of Independence?
Thomas Jefferson.
Correct. What city was the Declaration signed in?
Philadelphia.
Correct. Who was the first person to sign the Declaration?
John Hancock.
Correct. And now for the clean sweep. What British king is specifically named in the Declaration of Independence?
George III.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is how you play the Harris Challenge.
Oh, yeah. First time I've ever sweated. I like that.
There you go. The clean sweep, all 15 points. And so we'll throw in candy cheese on top of whatever else you choose from the prizes. Congratulations, Josh, and have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Incidentally, while we're speaking of the Declaration of Independence, if you have never shown your kids the movie 1776, it is one of my all-time favorite movie musicals, and it is all about the Declaration of Independence and the Founding Fathers who decided to get together and begin this great experiment in democracy that is the United States 240 years ago. Get that movie if you can. It streams, it's on DVD, and there'll probably be at least a couple of channels that are showing it this weekend. TNT usually rolls it out over the 4th of July weekend. It's called 1776, one of my all-time favorites. Now let's meet our second contestant. Hello, Jim.
How you doing, Paul?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hello to my wife, Andrea, and my boys, Zach and Alex.
All right.
And don't blow your fingers off this weekend.
That's a very good piece of advice. Category one is, have you been paying attention? Category two is Mel Brooks movies. And our new category three is, where was that?
What was the last one?
Where was that?
I'm going to go with Mel Brooks.
Mel Brooks movies. Okay, Jim, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who played the title role in Young Frankenstein? Gene Wilder is right. Which of Mel Brooks' movies took place in the small western town of Rock Ridge?
Blazing Saddles.
Correct. Which of his movies was ironically turned into one of the most successful Broadway musicals of all time?
The Producers.
Correct. What was the name of his 1987 Star Wars parody?
Come back.
Okay, the five-pointer. Which director's movies did Mel Brooks satirize in his 1977 movie High Anxiety?
Alfred Hitchcock.
Correct. Back to the four-pointer. For the clean sweep, what was the name of his 1987 Star Wars parody?
Oh, I'm going to kill myself with a full script. I can't believe it.
With Rick Moranis playing Dark Helmet,
yeah,
as opposed to Darth Vader, the movie was called Spaceballs.
I can't believe it.
It's all right, Jim, you're still a winner.
Yeah.
So you got yourself 11 points there and some prize from Dan's collection. Hang on and tell him what you want, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much for playing. And here is contestant number three. Hi, Tom.
How you doing?
Good. Go ahead and plug something.
I just want to say hi to my wife, Molly, and my two sets of twins, Braden and Reagan, Danny and Quinn.
How old are they?
Five and one.
So neither you nor your wife has slept in 6 years?
Nope.
All right, Tom, we have three categories up on the board. Have you been paying attention? Where was that? And our new third category, 4th of July movies.
I'll go with 4th of July movies.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what movie is Mayor Vaughn worried that Police Chief Brody is going to ruin 4th of July business by putting up signs on the beach? Who won an Oscar for starring in the movie Born on the 4th of July?
Tom Cruise.
Correct. Who starred in the original Independence Day and Wild Wild West?
Will Smith.
Correct. Which architect of American independence was played by William Daniels in the movie I was talking about earlier, 1776?
Pass.
In what movie did Jennifer Love Hewitt go on vacation on July 4th with some friends and accidentally run down a man on the road, starting an adventure that continued the next year?
I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Correct. In what movie, this is the one-pointer again, in what movie is Mayor Vaughn worried that Police Chief Brody is going to ruin 4th of July business by putting up signs on the beach?
1776.
No, it's Jaws. Uh-huh. Who played, who did William Daniels play in 1776? The answer to that is John Adams.
I don't know.
That's okay, Tom. You got the two, you got the three, you got the five, 10 points. Everybody wins today.
Awesome.
Congratulations. Hang on just a moment.
Stop that.
Dan's going to have writer's cramp by the time we're done today. It's okay. You got a three-day weekend to take care of it.
All right.
Jim, you're up next. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks a lot. This is going to be tough shoes to fill. Everybody's winning. I hope I can do it.
Well, let's see what you can do. First, plug something.
Hey, for all your automotive repair needs or a good used car, just a few blocks from Old Town Donut, Old Town Automotive at 1104 North Jefferson.
Automotive.
Force it.
All right, Jim, let's see which categories are left here. Have you been paying attention, or where was that? These are both our topical categories of the week.
Let's try, where have you been paying attention?
Have you been paying attention? 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What is the name of the winningest college basketball coach in history who died this week at 64 from early onset Alzheimer's?
Yeah, Pat. I can't remember her last name. Pat.
Government regulators say more than 300,000 older Hondas and Acuras should not be driven because of an unacceptably high risk of what?
Airbags exploding.
Correct. Who became the first male swimmer to qualify for five Olympics this week?
Michael Phelps.
Correct. Who has become the first person to have over 90 million Twitter followers? Is it Katy Perry, Justin Bieber, or Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift.
Katy Perry. Which beauty pageant announced this week it will no longer force contestants to strut on stage in bikinis as it gets rid of the swimsuit competition?
Miss America?
Miss Teen USA. All right, what was the name of that college basketball coach that died this week?
I cannot recall her last name. Ford.
She was a true legend. Her name was Pat Summitt. Had early onset Alzheimer's starting at 59, and 5 years later, she died this week. I love one of the quotes I read from Pat Summitt when she was asked early on by a sexist reporter, "How are you going to coach women? What's that like coaching women?" And she said, "I don't coach women. I coach basketball." I love that. Let's see what you missed out on here. Katy Perry has 90 million Twitter followers. Justin Bieber is second with 83.8. And Taylor Swift third with 79. So you didn't get that one, and you didn't get the five-pointer, but you got the three and the two for only 5 points, Jim. And that means I had to punish you. I will tell you that today for Punisher Music, I turned on my computer, and I told it to search for Punisher Music with the word America in it. And the only thing I came up with was this. This, ladies and gentlemen, is a Don McLean classic turned into Bad Pop by the Brady Bunch.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow.
Marsha probably had the lead, right?
Probably.
That was Peter.
His voice was breaking, right?
What about Greg as Johnny Bravo?
He's in the back banging Mrs. Brady. Okay, that's enough of that.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry you had to hear that, Jim, but you brought it on yourself.
I did. We're better with cars than I am with games. Sorry.
All right. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Here's our final contestant today. Hi, Mark.
Hey, guys. What's shaking today?
You tell us.
Malt, I guess.
Okay. We have one category left here, Mark. It's called Where Was That? And that's a very good choice. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what Turkish city were 44 people killed by a terrorist attack at the airport this week?
Pass.
President Obama signed off this week on a relief package for what part of the United States that is $70 billion in debt?
Washington.
Puerto Rico. In what state does it make perfect sense that someone stole a tractor trailer full of 20,000 pounds of cheese this week?
Wisconsin.
Correct. This week, the Supreme Court overturned the corruption conviction of Bob McDonnell, who used to be the governor of what state?
Bad.
Which country has banned Lady Gaga from entering after she appeared on Facebook Live with the Dalai Lama?
India.
China. Back to the one-pointer. In what Turkish city were 44 people killed by a terrorist attack at the airport?
Bangladesh was today, so Turkey, Istanbul.
Istanbul is correct. And how about the state Bob McDonnell was governor of?
Texas.
You said Texas, but it was Virginia. And by the way, I just have to tell you, today when I was typing up these questions, and I typed up Lady Gaga couldn't enter after she appeared on Facebook Live with the Dalai Lama, for a second I thought, that sounds like the name of a show. It's Facebook Live with the Dalai Lama!
Yeah.
Let's see what you did here, Mark. You got the one for Istanbul and three for Wisconsin, and you're our low score of the week with only four. And that means the Brady Bunch has to punish you as well.
But you know the Dalai Lama is a big hitter.
Yeah, he's a big hitter. That's right. Say bye-bye, kids. Okay, bye-bye, kids. Get out. Seriously, get out.
That was horrible.
Yes,
have a great weekend, guys.
You too, Mark. Thanks very much for playing the Harris Challenge. If you've missed previous episodes, catch up with the archives on my website, harrisonline.com. To ensure that you don't miss future episodes, make sure you're here every Friday at 5:15, listening via the free KTRS app or over the airwaves of the big 550 KTRS.
And back in the day, Tim tried out for the role of Sam the Butcher, Alice's boyfriend in the Brady Bunch, but he didn't get it. So he's doing traffic.
You're goofy.
Here's
is that who that was, the Brady Bunch?
Brady Bunch.
Singing Bye Bye.
Brady Bunch.
How about that?
I think that was about the same time they were given a variety show.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
The Brady Bunch variety show. I remember that.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. All right.
And then later, I think there was a show called The Brady Brides.
There was.
Yeah.
Oh, man, they really tried to push the Brady Bunch on
everybody.
We didn't
have much of lives back then, did we, Paul?
You know what? I remember in the Super Bowl when there was the Brady quarterback.
Oh, yeah, he's part of the Brady family, the Brady Bunch.
Where's the rim shot, Ian?
Yeah.
You know what? Because of his wife, he's part of the Brady Bunchin. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Oh, man. That's it.